Thursday, March 19th, 2020. Desolation Angel Radio, Kip Williams with you. We've been on the air every night this week, and we're on the air tonight again, and we'll continue to be on the air every night as we document these strange days that we're living in, these days that will change forever the way we live and will always be a marker in time and a marker in our lives. Trying to give information, bring some different voices to the air, resources, trying to bring some hope into what we're doing. Let's start off with some music. The rain came down. Steve Earle. I can honestly say that all the way back in is that 1980? Yeah. That one is actually, that one came out in 1980. That's the one that turned me on to Steve Earle, that song. And it speaks to some things that I think strike to the core of what's happening right now, because we're finding out, all of us, and I'm being reminded of things that I had learned once and maybe forgotten, that the most important people in our lives are people like farmers and truck drivers, nurses, doctors, grocery store clerks, shelf stockers, guy at the gas station. Those are the essential workers. Those are the essential people that keep our lives going. And maybe we all forgot that. And hopefully this can be a reminder, you know. And I was thinking about that because earlier this week I had on Julie Rockcastle from Green Heron Farm, the home of Great Blue Heron Music Festival. And first and foremost, they are farmers. They're cattle farmers. And where everybody else is running out of beef and chicken, Julie and Steve still have it out there at Green Heron. And so I was one of the first people I wanted to get on the air and tell people, you know, if Topps Wegmans is out of meat, you get a hold of Julie and Steve because they're family. And they've got beef out there still. They've got pork. They've got chicken. And get stocked up that way. And we're finding out later on, either this weekend or next week, my buddy Jessica, who is an over-the-road truck driver, a long-haul truck driver, will come on and talk to us about what she's seeing and what they need right now, because truckers need help from us in ways that you might not know, because they're the ones getting the stock to the stores. And I'm not talking about toilet paper. If you can't hoarding toilet paper is insanity to begin with, and if you can't find a substitute for toilet paper, you did not grow up country, and you did not grow up with a grandma in an outhouse. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, but we had them on. We had Clinton Parker on from here in Buffalo, Mutual Aid Network, and it's just beautiful the number of people who are stepping forward and saying, okay, what do we do to form mutual aid networks to make sure everybody has food, to make sure everybody's safe? I mean, it's like, I knew I was not the only one out there doing it, but once you start networking and finding out, you know, and the other thing is I don't have every answer. I never have had. But you get a group of people together, all working together for a common cause, and you get answers. And that's what I was talking about with Richard Leake last night, is people working together, and finding answers and solutions and how we move forward from this and how we love one another and care for one another. Because what this virus does is the age of heading out to the bar to meet somebody and rub elbows or maybe something else later, that's gone for right now. Dating apps, you can't just swipe right and move on to the next one and have something loaded up. People are having to live with themselves, their own inner demons and shadows, live with those, work with them, and then try and find within themselves the best self they can. And I say it over and over that we're at our best when we're helping one another. When we're connected, we are a social creature, and we've used texting and emails and social media as a substitute for communication for too long. And now they've become our lifeline, and we're having to learn to communicate and talk again. And we're going to come out of this with a crash stock market, an incredible unemployment rate, 20-25%. And we're going to have to find out how to work together and live together to make sure that everybody is taken care of. And those are things we talked about with Richard. And we were talking last night and going further on that. You know, it's like everything fundamentally changed for our, in my case, great-grandparents and grandparents in 1918 and 1933. You know, my parents and grandparents in 1945. Everything changed and everybody was put to task. I was talking with Kate Dalton today on the phone, you know, and World War II, 1941, you know, everybody that could, every able-bodied male from young to middle age put on a uniform and went overseas to fight. And everybody left back here all had to learn skills in a hurry and were in factories and went to wartime production footing. And that's exactly what we've got to do now. I mean, I don't know where any of y'all live. I live in New York, and I am terribly proud of Governor Cuomo. That's true leadership, because he's not waiting for Washington. His press conference this morning was impressive. The first 15 minutes were basically scolding everyone for spreading fear and misinformation and disinformation. You know, He was talking about a very prominent businessman in New York City who has direct access to his office having to talk him down over, no, there's not going to be a total lockdown. You know? Might be. We might get a shelter in place, just like San Francisco has, Sacramento has, if that's what's necessary to save lives. But the other thing that the governor did today, executive orders, no mortgage payments. No mortgage payments for 90 days. He didn't talk to the legislature. He didn't talk to the banks. He just flat told the banks, you're not going to get paid for 90 days for homes in New York. Get over it. No late fees and don't affect people's credit and just pausing it for a little while. Told the banks, no overdraft fees, no ATM fees, no credit card fees, no charge fees. Done. Okay, because everybody's tight on cash. We got to keep things moving. No evictions. Told landlords in the state that no evictions. Told the utility companies no shutoffs. That's what a leader does. And then after telling workplaces, the non-essential ones, that they had to be at 50% of their workforce, he said today 25%. And there's no question about that, because we all have to take care of one another. The way we have to learn to love one another is through distance right now, because there's still too much unknown about this virus, about its transmissibility. We look like we're on Italy's curve right now, and I live in New York, New York State. In Buffalo, we're the highest number of cases in the nation, and the other city that has my heart, where I live for a long time, New Orleans, has the highest number per capita. So I'm watching two things. Here, physically, mentally, emotionally, I'm in the epicenter of one, and there's another part of me mentally and emotionally that's the center of another one, because I love my friends down there so much. And we're only starting to climb. With where we're at right now in the state of New York, and this thing is traveling east to west. So if you're listening further west of here, understand what's happening to us is what's going to happen with you. We're still 6 weeks away from the peak, so we've got to gear up. The other thing that the governor did today was he mobilized the National Guard and told them, start opening abandoned hospitals, start finding suitable buildings that we can turn into hospitals, because we know what's coming. And then he's talking to companies, wartime footing, wartime production, ventilators and ventilator parts. And for guys like me, you know, who do have some skills with tools, that's a challenge. You got to go find a way to do that. And there's so many resources that in just 96 hours have become available, you know, and it's amazing. Right now, if you go, and if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, you can find it on my timeline. But I will tell you, it is called coronavirustechhandbook.com. It is an incredible open source handbook that people are adding to by the hour. And there's amazing things in it. There's so many resources in it. And this is what human beings do when you present them with a challenge, you know, and you say, this is for the good of everyone. You know, that's what this is for. And people rise up. I know things look grim right now. I know things look scary. Here's how it works. We're all going to be broke, okay, coming out of it. We all are. That's just the way it is. I'm looking at the contents of this handbook, and let's see. Let's start with tech responses, tech communities responding to coronavirus, libraries, funding, ideas for adapting, isolation toolkits, parenting and childcare, remote working. All, and this has links and tools for all of it, event alternatives. Mutual aid groups, how to set those up. Direct links to places tracking the data. Public information sources. Institutional responses. Professions, library workers, educators, humanitarians. Medicine and care, what researchers are doing. This stuff for doctors, nurses, care homes, bereavement support. Engineering, hardware and DIY, baby. You know, physical objects to help detect, prevent, or treat coronavirus, infection sensors, hygiene hacks, DIY face masks, ventilators, blueprints for ventilators and ventilator parts. And this has all come together in such rapid fashion because this is what we do. I mean, it's well known, if you know me and you're in the area, that I'm out there available to and have been doing grocery runs and pharmacy runs for seniors, for cancer and transplant patients, for immune suppressed people who shouldn't be out in public right now. I'm not the only one. There are people that are rising up to help. And it ain't about a bunch of us being out in the street, by the way. I'm a walking biohazard ad when I'm out doing it. I have my own strict protocols. Only communication, over the phone or by text. I wear a mask when I'm out and gloves. I clean incessantly. I'm a trip in the grocery store because I'm wearing a mask. Medical gloves, not medical, but I guess latex gloves, single use, one time, end of story. Use those. Drop the groceries or the stuff from the pharmacy on the porch. I don't want anybody out there, and then I'll stand 8 to 10 foot away to make sure they pick it up. And I don't want cash. Pay me back for it through PayPal or Venmo. If you can't afford it right now, we'll work it out later. I'm not the only one doing that. And I hope when I get it, because it will happen, and I'll have to be smart enough to self-quarantine at that point, that the particular ones I take care of, that people will rise up and do that. I hope somebody, when that happens to me, that somebody will take over this radio show. And I think people will do that. It's about finding our best selves. It's about finding who we are. And Richard said it last night, look for the helpers. Look for the people that are out there saying we can do this because our parents and grandparents did it over and over, overcame something like this. Yes, we will have losses. Yes, we will have to mourn. Yes, we will have to grieve. That's the nature of change. And we will do that. And we're going to learn to have to how to operate in a different way. Because the other thing this is reinforcing, besides who the really important people in our community, is how much we need one another. And how much we need to just go, yeah, we're better together than we are alone. So let's rise up and let's do that. We can do this, people. We can. Excuse me, that was a sneeze. A sneeze is an indicator of a cold, not coronavirus and spring allergies. But we can do this. We can rise up. We can do it. Upcoming over the next few days, I've got Jessica, a truck driver, Mark Madden, who is a small business owner and artist here in town. He'll be on one night talking about, what some of the artists are doing and how they're bringing the arts to the web. Tonight, I was stunned and amazed and I cried. The old spoken word troupe that I was part of down in New Orleans, Esoterotica, which is normally on stage at the Always every other Wednesday night. Of course, it's closed down, all the bars and restaurants there. Did a YouTube video that they all contributed to. They all sent MP3 tracks, and one person put it together. And Shadow and Ame and Jeff hosted it, all from remote locations, and they went and they read. And they sent me the link to that. And I was just so proud of them. And so we've got writers and poets coming on. I'll be talking to an old friend of mine who runs a treatment center. And how you can help the person in your life who is a recovering alcoholic or addict to get through this these days of social distancing. Because for the first time in history, there is no such thing as meetings other than online meetings or one-on-one conversations over the phone. I have a couple nurses coming on that will be talking about how things are developing in their profession and their field. And I'll bring Kate on one night and we'll talk about from our perspective, our age, what we saw growing up and how we know that people can rise up and can do this. I want to hear from you, whoever you are. I want your voice on here. Documenting and chronicling what these days are doing to people's lives, and I'll give you a place to feel safe to say you're scared or you don't know what's going to happen looking forward. Got River coming on here, who's a beautiful young man, talking about an album that he finally finished after a year and a half, and here we are with no live performances, but we'll talk about that, and what life looks like moving forward. It's all, I'm not going to bullshit anybody. It's pretty grim, all right? It really is. And there's no doubt about that. It's pretty darn grim. But we'll get through it. And I said it before, all right? There are people who are standing there saying, come with me, we can do this. And Richard and I talked about it last night. I kind of knew back in January this was coming. I actually knew long before then this was coming, but that's another story. He knew it was coming. Ash knew it was coming. So we already had our holy shit moment. We already had that stunned and gobsmacked moment, and I think a lot of people are still caught in that. And I think people in the middle of the country, in the Midwest, have not caught on yet what's happening, and the impact of it has not hit them yet. But we sit here on the two coasts in California and New York knowing what's going to happen. And in a lot of cases, we're out there. I'm not the only one doing this. I'm not the only one reaching out via radio and podcasts and social media. Just like I'm not the only one out there, you know, trying to live within social distancing protocols, but still take care of vulnerable populations, that I'm not the only one doing that. I'm not the only one doing this. And providing a voice and trying to provide community with the tools that we have available to us, because that's the other thing this is going to force. I'm seeing it force what I call the proper usage of social media, the proper usage of things like podcasts, how we build community with it. I've got a writer coming on, Bobby Hilliard, and who knows where he's going to go. You know, I know he just wrote a beautiful piece about the opening of the baseball season being delayed. And your voice is wanted here too. You are wanted here to be part of this community and to put your voice out to the world and get a permanent record of what these days mean and how these days are and how they're affecting you and what's happening. I mean, and you know what, folks? I'm nobody. We're just everyday people. So I think I'm going to close tonight with this one that just says it's everyday people who make everything happen and everyday people who make, you know, the big changes happen in the world. Because we always look at these celebrities. We always look at, and you know what? They're nobody. You, me, the farmers, the truck drivers, the nurses. I mean, hell. You know what? I want you to think about this. Over the course of a weekend, almost every school system in America shut down and went to no classroom online learning. Did so with no warning, no preparation, and teachers pulled it together. Over the course of a weekend, 24 hours, they completely revamped teaching style and learning and did it. Everyday people. Everyday people. Because without the nurses, those doctors that are working on it are screwed. Our first responders, they're living in fire stations and police stations doing everything they can do right now. So it's not the celebrities. It's not the sports stars. Because you know what? We're all doing fine without the NBA and the NHL. We'll do fine without the opening of the baseball season. I feel bad for the musicians because y'all love music. And maybe this will drive home to people that we need to get out there and support them when we all get back to our everyday life again and make sure that they can do what they do and have a way to live and a way to eat. You, me, we're everyday people and we're going to get through this. We're going to get through it. And when you fall down, look for that hand that's willing to pull you up. And when I fall down, hold a hand out and help me up. Because that's what this is all about. I firmly believe that what it's all about is us learning the value and the worth of human connection and human friendship and human relationship again, and learning the value and worth of everyday people. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Grandma walked a picket line when he was 19. Had a wife and kids back at home to feed. Daddy did the same, it was his turn too. Made things better for me and you. Made things better for me and you. Said it wasn't tough, it wouldn't be true. They were everyday people like me. Homemade wine. He'd been known to do some picking sometime. Sweetest memory out deep inside. It's him and Grandma singing, "You were my sunshine." Him and Grandma singing, "You are my sunshine." Said it wasn't tough, it wouldn't be true. They were everyday people like me and you. Stood out in the snowfall, stood there in the rain. We kept it together, and the love remains. Was 19, had a wild kiss back at home to feed. Daddy did the same, it was his turn too. Made things better for me and you. Made things better for me and you. Said it wasn't tough, wouldn't be true. They were everyday people like me and you. We stood out in the snowfall, we stood there in the rain. They kept it together.